98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Just come in, turn off all the lights, turn the air conditioning off, knock off all over the chairs.
I did not knock off all over the chairs.
I did knock off all over the chairs.
In the privacy of my own home. Knocking off. Good morning.
How's it going?
Morning, yeah, morning.
Afternoon, evening, whatever.
Is there a buffer point?
Well, it depends when you're listening to podcasts. Like, I usually listen to podcasts at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
When? Why? Where? Where?
Yeah, on my way into work.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
How was the week anyway?
Yeah, it was grand.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anything mad happened?
We had a lot of fun with the kids on St. Valentine's Day. They sent us WhatsApps about things that they love. So like pizza.
Sweet.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. It was fun.
Did you give them anything? Did you give them what they wanted? No, airtime. You gave them airtime.
Oh, yeah, right. they like got on and spoke what they needed to talk.
Did they?
About.
And then they ran away.
Yeah. Oh,
that's all you want. I would have given them what they wanted. Call over to their gaffs and say, here, have a load of chocolate. I send my daughter sweets every now and again. Her mum is not happy, but I don't care. Little care packages. And then you went to the zoo.
Went to the zoo.
Fab.
And it was the most active I've ever seen animals at the zoo. It was fantastic. It was the most busy I've seen the zoo. Issue getting coffee.
Who?
At the zoo.
Huh?
It's like, there was one guy working at the stand and there was a queue of a billion people.
You never buy anything in the zoo, man.
Just coffee.
Yeah, but you don't...
No, we brought a pack, like we brought... Yeah. We all brought picnics.
But you needed coffee.
Needed coffee.
Amateur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had the picnic backpack on my back, right? So it's insulated, so it keeps the food fresh.
Of course.
And we've the ice packs in it. Whatever way Lisa had packed it, she put the ice packs at the back. So it was right up against my back. And it took a while to get through my layers. And then I started to get all these chills. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? My back, like around my kidneys, was all really sore. Then when I opened up for lunchtime, I was like, ice packs. That explained it. Could not get the heat back into me. That's why I needed a hot coffee.
Hey, that story came full circle.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was wondering what the hell that had to do with coffee, but you nailed it.
You asked.
Is there anything? No, you're right. Is there anything that you couldn't talk about on the radio today that we can talk about? Papa? Huh? Sleep with your missus. You kicked her out of bed. That was funny.
That was funny.
You can hear that in the
She didn't find it that funny, though.
Did she not?
No.
Why?
She woke up on the ground.
It's a normal Sunday night. Anywho, so I'm back to go to bed now because I'm not fully finished being sick. So enjoy the best bits of the Big Breakfast, which have some nice nuggets for you.
Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Ava Max, Sweep at Psycho 98 FM at 6:12 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
Morning. Right, so. Almost a week off with this this man flu thing that I had heard so much about but never fully experienced the full wrath of what it can do. So if you don't know, man flu is like the flu, only worse. And it's gas because it essentially knocks you out and won't let you get back up because it takes away the most important thing to me ever, of all time, your appetite.
Oh.
Honestly, you ever think of going on a diet, just get the man flu because it refuses to let you eat. Because you can eat, technically, you're fine. You're not getting sick or anything. So you go to eat and you have maybe, I don't know, 1.5 teaspoons of whatever it is you want. And your body says, that's enough, you're fine, thanks. And so you go back to bed and you don't have enough calories every day. So you start losing weight and you lose your energy. And then you can't fight the bleeding man flu. It's a very clever disease, that.
Clever disease.
Isn't it?
Was it a viral infection? Did you have a fever or anything?
So all those. I had the fever, right?
Yeah.
Which is so annoying because just like this, I'll take off my jacket and immediately I'll be freezing. You put back on your jacket, you're roasting. You can't regulate your own body temperature.
There's a saying, do you either starve a fever or feed a fever? I can't remember which one it was.
She told me to feed it. So she was like, put on all them layers there and sweat it out of you. Such a horrible expression.
Were you in separate rooms over the week?
No, she was clinging to me. And so and you're all clammy then.
Yeah.
So you have that combined with no appetite and you feel awful and you can't really do anything. And you just have to lie, you have to lie still. This whole lying in bed thing, not a fan. I had to get out and do something. And I got worse then. I went to Amsterdam. Oh, for God's sake, don't do that either.
So all of the work that you've been trying to do to put on weight,
yes,
it's all gone.
Why'd you have to go straight for the jugular now? I'm sensitive.
Is
about
it
that.
Gone?
All gone.
All gone.
Literally spent the past month eating all around me, gaining weight. Was the heaviest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Now I'm the lightest. So start again.
No need to go showing off.
There's nothing to show off. Only one. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. It's the bottom of my heart that I've been pouring, yeah. Hey, to this one drink on 98 FM's The Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. It's 20 past 6. Good morning.
Those lads will be live in the studio this morning, as far as I'm aware.
I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
I think it is tomorrow, yeah.
My email must have been wrong then.
Yeah. Pitch this tomorrow morning.
No, email's wrong.
Go on. We went to the zoo yesterday. Oh, so, it, you know, midterm kicked in on Friday. Kids are off school for a week, so hopefully traffic's going to be lighter now all week. And so we said, right, let's up and early, pack a picnic, into the zoo, get the whole family. We all met up there. There was a bunch of us there. It was absolutely brilliant fun. The weather was fantastic. And I think everybody in Dublin had the same idea as well. I have never seen the zoo so busy.
And it didn't rain.
No, it was beautiful. The sun was shining.
It's weird.
It was really good. And I've never seen all the animals so active. You know, sometimes when you go to Dublin Zoo, it's kind of like, hey, we know where the lions are. Up and about, everybody doing things. We got to see the seals were being fed and they were doing tricks. Your man comes out and he comes up and he jumps and he tips the ball.
No way.
I didn't know they did that.
Little bottle thing, did they have the bottle out?
Yeah, threw the bottle, went and retrieved the bottle. There was a penguin talk, which was fantastic.
Oh, what did the penguin say?
Oh yeah, I like you here in Dublin Zoo. Do you remember the time your aunt took Frank out in the backpack? And we were delighted to have him back. So it was kind of like a TED talk.
It's a very clear recording as well.
Yeah, it was. But something did happen. And we all kind of went, should the kids be seeing this? We heard a bit of a commotion and we went over to the wolves. You ever seen the wolves there? They're massive.
Scary things.
Really big. And they're building a big new wolf enclosure as well. And look, all the wolves are standing around like a bunch of lads would outside a chipper at 4 o'clock in the morning after they've been out in the town all night.
Antisocially.
There was a bit of tension. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly the wolves went for it. They were absolutely hammering each other. Have a listen. Now the children weren't in with the wolves, but the children were behind the glass, God, and the mouths coming up against there was somebody in heat, and everybody wanted to have a go, and everybody was kind of like fighting over this one.
The old alpha, what a very interesting pack mentality, isn't
yeah it is.
Just like lads,
yeah.
Yeah, 4 a.m. in the morning.
It was very scary, but yeah, it was deadly. I tell you what, the zoo was well active over.
Could I have a listen to that one more time? That honestly sounds like they're all in the same place.
It really does. It's Brittany.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Kygo here for you on 98FM at 7:26.
I'm going to have a chat with you about something, right? And I guarantee you at the end of this, Suze and Cooper, you will know exactly what I'm talking about or you'll think I'm weird.
Well, we already think you're weird anyway, so...
Oh, good. I've nothing to lose. Now, I've asked Georgie about this and earlier on in the show and she said off-air that this does happen to her, okay? So, and by the way, it's totally PG. So when you're sleeping with your missus, okay? Mm-hmm. Or your mister.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever fall asleep in a really, really weird position? Bear with me. Last night, I was having a tickle fight with my missus, right? Snoring. Everyone has tickle
fights. Yeah.
And I actually fell asleep holding her wrists with my two hands, right? So that she wouldn't tickle me. And I had my knees up against her knees because she kept kneeing me in the stomach. And I fell asleep like that. And I thought if anybody wandered in and had a look, they'd be like, what's happening here?
Where are people wandering
in? Holding her wrists to sound a little suspicious.
Trapped.
No, she's very strong. She can get the fingers right into the ribs. It's very annoying. So Georgie said, yeah, sometimes if her fella puts his leg on her, she can't move because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And she's like that. So she's fallen asleep before where she can't move because his leg is on her. So is that ever happened to you and Lisa? Are you and Patty?
No, I got elbowed in the back a lot last night, actually.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
Susan's getting all cuddly. He's like, get away.
I've had those accidents, but just from moving around when you're sleeping.
What about when you're having tickle fights? Did you ever stop in a...
No, I've never fallen unconscious during a tickle fight.
Yeah, I know.
I usually end it and then rest.
I did kick Lisa out of bed once in my sleep.
Oh.
Like, literally full force boot in the backside and off she went onto the ground.
And
like,
you were all giving out to me about holding someone's wrists. You kicked your wife out of a bed.
I was asleep.
Oh, in that case.
Yeah.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Your Honour.
But she woke me up with the thud of her hitting the ground.
Oh, yeah, you have to hit the back.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. Five questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
We didn't give away much money during the week at all, as in I don't think we give away any money.
You are the whenever I'm off, you're the tightest. You'd swear it was your money.
I'm not doing the questions.
See this huge, logo beside your head?
Yeah.
98FM. Dublin's 98FM.
Yeah.
It's their money.
In fairness, there was one question, I think it was on Tuesday, and
tighter.
We literally gave them the answer and they got it wrong. Like, we didn't even press the button.
I don't know what it is. I give away 500 smackaroons the whole time. Let's see what Sarah does. Sarah, good morning.
It's not behind. Oh. Hi, how are you?
What's behind?
What's behind?
Okay, so someone here was asking me, is the radio on the same time as this?
Oh, very good.
My helpers.
Who are the helpers?
Asa, my boyfriend, and my mom.
Wow.
Claire.
You're probably going to win this, so, if you've got all these people helping you.
We'll see.
Do you usually play along when you're listening?
Yeah, we do. It's hit or miss.
Okay.
That's all right. So that's what we're here for, right? Cooper doesn't want to give you any money because he's mean, and I do because it's not mine, right?
Okay.
So obviously you're on my side.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah, do you know the rules?
It's so annoying.
I do, yeah.
Okay, five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And you're gone. And I'm gone.
Go on, mammy.
25 euro.
Now, I listen in the radio, but I'll turn it down, right? And then you answer questions, okay?
That's what happens.
Literally, it is.
Right, I'm a bit rusty now. I'm still a bit sick, Sarah, but the best of luck to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. For 25 euro, which 90s girl band released the hit single No Scrubs?
TLC.
TLC.
Yes.
Yay.
Way to go, Sarah. Do you want to celebrate with that 25 quid and get out of here?
No, I'm going to keep going.
50 euro.
In which capital city would you find Trafalgar Square?
London.
Jeez, I butchered that though, didn't I? Trafalgar.
Yeah, if you just say it really quickly.
Sounds like
people know what you're talking about.
Okay. Trafalgar Square.
You got 100 quid, Sarah.
No, you didn't.
Yay!
No, 50 quid. Do you want to go for the 100 euro question?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Good for you.
100 euro.
Oh, no. This is very difficult.
It's very topical, though.
Hopefully, Mammy and the boyfriend might get this now. Or maybe you will, Sarah. Jesus, you never know.
Yeah.
Which actress plays the Queen in the award-winning movie The Favourite?
Olivia Colman.
Yes!
Yay!
Yay!
I'm just going to repeat what I said about 3 seconds ago. I was like, you got 100 quid!
Yeah!
Yay!
Would you like to turn that into 250 euro and go for question four?
Yes, you might as well.
Oh my
keep
god.
Going.
Whoa.
250 euro.
Oh, I get this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're a bubble of positivity and joy.
Okay.
You sound like
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about. Like, you're having so much fun at 8:15 in the morning on the radio. I'm afraid if you get a question wrong, you're going to burst into tears.
Okay, well, give me easy ones then and we'll be okay.
I'll do my best. Question four, Sarah.
Okay.
And the rest of the team that you have there. Which Irish county is known as the Daisha?
Oh, Jesus. Can I have a hint?
It's one of the W's. Oh.
One of the W's. Known as the, what was it?
The Daisha.
Quick.
Quick.
Waterford.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh my god!
Amazing! Very shocked.
Did you guess that?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Wicklow.
Or Wexford.
Yeah, well, it was between them.
Oh my
God. One of the W's. Oh my God.
I had to. I'm sorry, Cooper. I wanted her to win. I wanted her to win.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, look where we are.
Yeah. Oh, pressure.
€250, Sarah.
Okay.
So maybe have a word with your family there and see what you want to do.
Is the next one very hard?
You got a big clue in the last one, so.
Well, yeah, but it's my first day back, and I'm, you know what I mean. But it's I will tell you this: it's hard to give a clue for the next question. You kind of know it or you don't. It's one of those kind of things.
That's not giving
anything.
Wait, what subject is it?
What subject is it? She says,
all the subjects.
It's, all the subjects.
Yeah, it's like a school subject.
Oh God. Should we do it or should we not do it? Will we go for it? Yeah, we'll go for it.
Oh my God!
Oh God.
€500.
Everybody has reached over to the radio in the car and turned it up just that little bit.
Oh God.
Sarah, this is the fifth and final question on 98FM's Greedy Guts. If you get it right, you win all the cash. You get it wrong, you lose everything.
I know.
What is the maximum number of points that can be achieved in the Leaving Cert?
600. No!
Oh my God!
It's 625.
Oh, I did my Leaving Cert in 2005, so it was 610.
It's the equivalent to 6 higher level H1s and a 25 bonus points for passing higher level maths, you see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so...
But it was 600 when I did the Leaving.
But you're old.
Yeah, I am. Oh, no.
I am so sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, okay.
You brought us on a great ride.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much.
Well, look, we'll send you out IMC movie passes as well to try and put
a
bit of sablon on that burn.
That's why she came on in the first place. She didn't want all like that.
Thank you so much, Sarah, and the team. Have a fab day.
Thanks.
Well, bye. Thanks. Yeah, be the same.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Kids. Hi, some of you on your midterm, others are not, which is bad. Some people start on Thursday.
That's very unfair.
Your kids are off as we speak.
Yeah, like literally I would get them to do kids news, but I can guarantee you they're in the land of Nod right now.
Lucky yokes. Well, as it should be really. The lad goes off and work and then the kids are asleep in bed. Okay, well we have them here, all right? We're going to listen to a few of them and then at random at the end I'll pick somebody and they're going to go to see The Greatest Showman, which is in 98FM's Retro Drive-In Movies in Leopardstown. That's going to be a great crack. Here we go, take it away.
Hi Luke, this is Sophie. I went to the beach with my dog and claw her head with my mommy and daddy for a walk.
For a walk.
Lovely.
Very good weather this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was
really nice.
Hey, I'm Aaron, and this week I am going to England to see my Auntie Jade.
Ooh. Get in there before Brexit.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Abby. I'm 9 years old, and on Saturday I had a play day with my bestie. We went roller skating, yeah. And then when we were finished, we went and we got Shamrock Shakes.
What?
And then we went up to my house.
I'm sorry, where did you get Shamrock Shakes?
Yeah, because they're all out, I thought.
We tried to get them last year, we were told it was too early.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hiya.
Heidi here. And on Saturday, I went to the zoo with my auntie and uncle. And on Sunday, me and my cousin Scott went swimming.
Right.
And this week, I'm not off until Thursday.
Oh.
So my mom has some good, fun things planned.
Cool. I don't know. Cleaning the house. And then finally, at random.
Hi, Cooper Luke. It's Katie.
Hey.
And this weekend, I dance because I'm going to Disney and I would love to win tickets to The Great Showman. So don't be late for 98.
Well, look, on one hand you have Disneyland, on the other hand you have The Greatest Show, so congratulations!
Yay!
Yeah.
Well done.
And thank you to everybody that entered there.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Good morning. Kids are gassed, right, because you can sort of relive past experiences through them. So you can go to places that you went as a kid with your kid and you get to see, hey look, the fairies live over there and that lovely over in that place. You can also give them things that you had as a kid and see what way they react. Like yops.
Oh yeah.
You say that.
Love a yop.
But my 8-year-old didn't a clue what a yop was.
What?
Didn't know what a yazoo was either.
Huh?
It was a very strange child, I know. And it looks bad on me. I'm so sorry.
It does look bad
on
you.
I'm so sorry.
It's terrible.
A yop, right? So never had it. 8 years on this planet. So yesterday I gave her a yop and said, look, record yourself, see what you think of it. So here's her review. And she puts on a very TV voice for some strange reason. I don't know why.
So right now I am trying out a yop for the first time in my life. And it's strawberry flavoured yogurt drink. Let's see how it is. It's disgusting. It's nice and it's disgusting at the same time. It's just the strawberry flavour isn't that nice, but the texture isn't not good. Out of 10, I'd give it a 5.
Five. Bleeding 5 out of 10 for the yop, which is the best thing in the world.
I'm trying to figure out, the texture isn't not good. Does that mean the texture is good?
Well, it's a kid, man. Don't think too far. Basically, she didn't like the yop, right?
Okay.
So, with the demise of the chicken fillet rolls in the news there, that's going to be a thing of the past as well.
Yeah, there's going to be people who are going through, like a generation of people who will never, ever have a chicken fillet roll now.
So that's the question, right? First things first, you better eat a chicken fillet roll before they go extinct. But have you not had something yet? Have you not had, for instance, a yazoo or a yop?
Or is there anything that you've never tried? Like, there's one thing that, this is going to shock you. You ready?
Oh, here we go. I'll kill the music and everything.
I've never tried roller skating or rollerblading.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Never.
Never. It's never had an opportunity yet. Every single other child has done it.
A roller skate has never been on your foot?
Never.
Well, here we know. The next video on 98FM's Facebook page is Cooper with the knee pads on and the helmet and the elbow pads going down somewhere now. St. Anne's Park in a roller skate.
Well, you know me too well.
Would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. 0877-98-98-98. There you go. My daughter never had a yop and he never roller skated. What haven't you done?
We've got The Wanted next.
Really?
On the Big Breakfast.
Yeah. Not really?
Never.
Oh. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
The Wanted Lightning on 98FM. It's 8:48. Good morning.
What haven't you had? That's the question. What haven't you experienced yet in life? Are you 40-something and gone, well, I've never had a uniform. It could happen. You could go to an educate together school and you could get a real cool job somewhere and you would never need a...
There is people who've never worn a uniform.
Lucky yokes. I've never had a cadet, says Ross. Is a cadet a car?
There is a cadet that is a car, but I reckon they're talking about the soft drink, which is like, it's like a red lemonade. I think you can only get it in Ireland as well. It's Cadet Red Lemonade. You go to, like, because you used to go to the pub with your parents when you were young to watch the football.
Uh-huh.
And they say, you just go and get yourselves a litre of Cadet.
Not a breeze.
Yeah.
My daughter bought a Lolo ball the other day. I don't know what that
is. You still get them.
She brought it home and she couldn't believe I knew what it was. What was funnier is that I could go on it and she can't. It's a Lolo ball.
So if you take a...
I'm learning so much.
It's nearly like a figure eight ball and there's a plastic ring around it and you stand on the plastic ring and you hop on it, but you have to hug the ball with your feet and hop along.
It looks like Saturn.
Yes.
Weird looking yokes, yeah.
Gary says he's never used an ATM. He's Gary keeping off the grid is what he says.
He is. Cooper, don't try rollerblading, he says. Con says, until 4 years ago, I never tried to skateboard. So the first day of the holidays, after 3 years of work, I tried it. I went down the ramp and I broke my foot. 6 months with no work and I work as a truck driver.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah,
skateboarding I'm fine with. It's just the rollerblading and skating I've never tried.
I'm 30 and I don't know how to ride a bike, says this WhatsApp.
What? How do you go through life without cycling?
That's mad.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked this question. My mind is blown.
Charlotte has never been on the Lewis. Don't live near it. Never had to use it.
Probably best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
George Ezra Shotgun on 98FM. It's 8:53. Good morning.
The person who couldn't ride a bike at age 30 is actually a traffic updater called Speedy Sue.
Oh.
Didn't catch the name, which is ironic. Can't ride a bike called Speedy Sue. So I think we should try and teach her. How hard can it be? I mean, we both have kids. We both taught kids how to ride a bike. How hard could a 30-year-old be to teach?
Yeah, they would listen to you more, I would say. Concentration level will be there.
My God, this is going to be fantastic. Right, Sue, we're going to get in contact with you. We're going to make you ride a bike. We're going to force you, forcibly make you ride a bike on camera for the benefit of 98FM.
I'm in. All right, we'll have a traffic update for you in about 3 minutes.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Anything mad happened over the week? I was off with the 915 Mystery Machine.
You know that little device that's in Men in Black that makes you forget? It's got one of those on it now, and we don't remember anything from last week.
My girlfriend has one of them.
You waltzed with it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't really remember what happened in the 9:15 last week.
All right,
so
well,
it zaps your memory.
Do you want to?
Don't look at that red light.
Do you want to push that then? No, I won't look.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Is it? Oh, it's done. Oh, okay. Word bingo, it says on the screen.
Word bingo.
And it says, go to call. Column. Column, good morning.
How are you doing, guys?
Good, how are you, pal?
Not too bad.
Happy Monday.
And you too.
Bit of a weird...
Great Monday morning.
Is it?
Lovely and sunshine.
Oh, we can't see. Hang on.
Have a look out there.
Oh, it's lovely. Ah, Column, you were right.
That's it's nice. Cold, but it's lovely and sunshine. Hopefully the morning will pick up.
We haven't been outside in 4 hours, so we don't know. That's nice to know now, Colin. Okay, you're going to play the 9:15 Mystery Machine with us. You can win €98 if it all goes well for you. But apparently that's mainly down to Cooper.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to play word bingo. So what we're going to do is ask Cooper to stick on a pair of headphones there and blare a song so that you can't hear what's happening on the radio.
It'll be the song of my choice.
Yeah.
Okay. You go. I've got some Greatest Showman here in front of me. So.
What a Greatest Showman.
Yeah, a bit of piano.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. So you're going to blare that.
So I need to... I'm going to take my headphones off now.
Yeah, but blare that.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I can't hear you now.
I love this. You can't actually hear what I'm saying. I'm going to wait. And... Can you hear me or not? You can't hear me. Perfect. Okay, Colin, it's just me and you. Right, so I'm going to ask you to say the first word that comes to your head when I say a series of words, right? I'm going to write them down and we'll see what happens after that. You ready, Colin?
Yep, I am indeed.
Traffic.
Cars.
Sky.
Clouds.
What'd you say? Clouds.
Clouds, yeah.
Okay. I would not have said these so far. Ice.
Water.
What? Radio?
98 FM.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, very good. And then I.
Blue.
Blue? I would have said spy. Anyway, doesn't matter.
I flew on.
You're on the spot. You're on the spot. Okay, now we'll bring Cooper back into the room here. Steven. Yeah, take that. Hi. Can you come back? Oh, my God.
My greatest show is to play.
Turn the show off.
There we go.
It's the greatest show. Okay, so what happened there, Cooper? Colm, kind of weirdly, I'm not going to lie to you, he wasn't like, he wasn't straightforward about the whole thing. But,
okay.
But he gave me words, right, when I gave him a word. So it's like word association. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you the same words. If you get all five correct, Colm wins €98.
Oh, how do you reckon this is going to go?
Badly for you, I'd say. So, the first word is traffic.
Cars.
Oh, hey! Bleeding ding. There you go. You get a ding for that. That's one. Sky.
Cloud.
What? Ice.
Slip.
Oh, no! He said water.
That's frozen.
Water makes ice.
Water makes ice. Well, let's see how many you get. Radio.
Head.
No. 98 FM.
That's too obvious.
And finally, I.
Candy.
Oh. No. Blue.
Glue.
Blue.
Blue.
To be fair to you, Cooper, Colin was a little weird.
But oh, as in the eyes are blue.
Yeah.
Ah, Colm, come on, man.
Look, Colm, you didn't win 98, but we'll send you out movie passes to IMC Cinemas, all right?
Grand. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Colm. Bye-bye. Blue.
Blue. Phone.
Hang up. 98 FM's. Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke. Here we go. With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner. The Post Malone. Not pre, Post Malone. I quite like that one song he has, which is called Better Now. And that's it. I have the album and it's all about girls and I can't really understand what he's saying. You really think that you are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around. So I'm old. I'm 30. I'm not down with the kids anymore. Let you down. But I do quite like this bit. Here we go. You know I said I am better now. Better now. So he was fined $4,000 yesterday when he was performing in the Three Arena or in the RDS. I don't know which. He's got loads of dates in Dublin and he's just added another one. But why was he fined?
Yeah, what did he do?
This is a big question. Well, I'll let him tell you.
We got to the venue today. They told me every cigarette I smoke in here is $4,000. Yeah, Paul. And that officially has been the most expensive cigarette I've ever lit in.
Now, you shouldn't be smoking and it's not cool, but it's kind of funny that he would just take the $4,000 hit to have a smoke.
It just shows boldness and rudeness.
Oh, he's so bold.
Disrespectful to our laws.
I like that.
Yeah, who are you?
Huh? Oh, okay. Who are you? I thought you had an alternative.
No, that's it.
I don't want you to smoke, but I do think it's quite funny that he took the $4,000 hit anyway. Addiction. It's not fun. Ronan Keating's daughter. Now, she's not smoking. She's going on The Voice. Huh? She's Ronan Keating's daughter, for God's sake. I'm sure she is incredible in absolutely every way. I mean, she's got the confidence.
I'm Georgia. I'm Missy. And we're GGMK. We're 17 and we're best friends.
My family's have inspired us so much. I've grown up around music. My dad, Ronan, being in Boyzone, he was my age when he started, so I just want to, you know, start my career now and get a move on.
Why are you playing Muse in the background? It's very sinister. It's like something bad is going to happen. So they start to sing and, they don't really stop. They don't stop because they don't. Nobody buzzes them. No one turns the chair around and says, "It's you. I'm gonna pick you. You're with me," because they don't know it's Ronan Keating's daughter either.
Do you think they would have turned around if they knew? If they were given the heads up, it's like don't embarrass the girl.
I think she sounds fine.
I think one of them sounds fine. It must be really awkward when you finish the song on The Voice and nobody buzzes. Like as you get to the end, you must be thinking, "Oh."
What happens then? Do you just stand there like kind of like swaying?
I think so. You just
and everybody's like, it's just like one guy in the back going,
"Oh, that's terrible." And finally, hey, the Carlton dance, made famous by Alfonso Ribeiro. You know your man off The Prince of Bel-Air?
Charlton,
yeah, the Charlton dance. But his name is actually not Charlton. It's Alfonso.
Yeah.
He was suing Fortnite and actually NBA 2018 because in that you can play as a character and you can do a little celebratory Carlton dance. And he says, "Well, that's my dance. Can't have that. I made that famous." And it's being thrown out because it says, "No, you can't have that. It's literally just a three-step and it's too simple to be trademarked." That's what they said. So the Backpack Kid is also suing Fortnite. And sure, that's even more simpler.
But the Backpack Kid wasn't the original floss at all.
Well, he's suing him.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Now, I've been a week without her. Some might say it's a good thing. Other people might say, yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good to take a break.
Now, I did miss your one more tune story, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, we're not tuning in from your sick bed.
From Amsterdam. I mean, from my sick bed. No, it wasn't. I was letting you have fun.
Good.
So what do you got for me today?
So this morning we are going over to Norfolk in the UK.
Whoa, can we bleep that?
So this is very similar to the Fire Festival documentary, which is on Netflix at the moment. We've all watched it. If you haven't watched it, watch it tonight or tomorrow. Watch it this week. You have to. It's amazing. So in a nutshell, it's about the greatest party on earth that never happened. So this guy, he designed this luxury festival which was going to take place on an island in the Bahamas, was it? Yeah, and he organized nothing. There was no facilities, there was no restaurants, there was nowhere for anywhere to sleep, and people turned up. Okay, so watch that, it's amazing. They're making comparisons to a festival that just happened in Norfolk, and festival is probably the wrong word. It was a meetup for Fortnite, you know, that computer game.
Yeah,
I've never played it. Have you? Either of you?
It's like a normal shooter game.
Okay, well, it's the biggest video game in the world, apparently. 200 million registered users worldwide. So if there's going to be a Fortnite festival, it's going to be
in
pretty
Norfolk.
Massive. Yeah. first problem is, right, the event, despite using Fortnite's name, logo and official art to promote itself, was in no way licensed by Epic Games, who created Fortnite.
What?
And they're getting sued left, right and centre.
Yeah, so if you're buying a ticket for Fortnite Live and it's nothing to do with Fortnite, you're probably asking for trouble. So hundreds of people turned up, actually thousands. There was just under 3,000 kids there because it was aimed at the kids.
Mm.
And they said there was going to be loads of activities for the children. There'd be archery, there'd be rock climbing, loads of attractions. There was going to be a cave kind of simulation.
A cave?
Yeah. A cave simulation coop, not a real cave.
Right, close your eyes, pretend you're in a cave.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Father Ted's Tunnel of Goats. One of the people that arrived there said the cave experience was a trailer no bigger than a car with a tunnel through it. And the kids were queuing up for 2 hours to go through this trailer tunnel.
Stop.
There was also a rock climbing wall that could only fit about 5 kids. Now remember, there's just under 3,000 kids at this. And the archery side of things, only 4 children could use the bows and arrows at one time.
Is that down to skill or that they only had 4 bows and arrows?
There's only 4. And then let's get into the staff. Half the staff didn't show up either.
Of course they didn't.
So people are looking for refunds at the moment. Some people said they had a good time, according to management, but I haven't heard from them.
Then the people
who
got to go in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Space out their minds.
So I cannot wait for the Netflix documentary on Fortnite Live at Norfolk. So I'm going to kick off our song suggestions. It has to be Ja Rule. Always on time.
Come on and get a piece of this late night lover, you know, the one that say kids like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about...
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Hi, go 98FM. It's 10 to 10.
Cowboy time. Hey, I haven't heard that in a while. Gosh, I'll come back to me. Suze. Hi, sorry to interrupt you. If you could give us maybe a recap of your One More Tune story, please.
I was just telling you about Fortnite Live, which was an event in the UK over the weekend. It's getting comparisons to Fyre Festival, which if you haven't heard or watched Fyre Festival yet, it's the worst organised festival in the world. It's a documentary on Netflix. And Fortnite Live was up there with that. It had 3,000 children arrive and not much facilities, and they had a cave experience, which was just a tunnel in an L trailer. That was it. People are looking for their money back, not surprisingly.
See, Suze is super invested in this story because she actually plans events that we would then host and things like that, 98FM events, and she just can't get over how badly organised everything is.
How much they thought they'd get away with this. And, oh, no.
See? You get really invested. So, what do we got? The Martin says, what about the Prodigy, Everybody in the Place?
Perfect.
That's it. That's the song, essentially. Over and over and over and over and over again. I don't understand this. Mark says, I know. Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I don't get it.
Drop it like it's hot.
No, oh, it is.
No, I don't get it.
Is it on Fortnite soundtrack or
could
something?
Could be.
Jackie reckons that Fortnite is 14 days, but why don't you have it? And play 7 days by Craig Davis.
Jackie.
Yeah, clever.
Jackie.
Monday tunes. It's 98FM. You know what?
98FM's.